coming to Northeast Wisconsin live from the Civic Media Studios at the City Deck Landing in Green Bay and featuring TV and radio broadcast veteran John Mino, along with the City of Green Bay's longest-serving mayor, Jim Schmidt. This is Mino and the Mayor. Here are your hosts, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Thank you very much. Welcome back. Mayor Schmidt, still on vacation down in Mexico. This segment brought to you by Midwest Restoration. They offer 24/7 emergency services for its clients, provides a full range of services for both residential and commercial properties, including fire damage restoration, water damage restoration, mold remediation, wind and hail damage restoration, along with storm damage repair, biohazard cleanup, and they operate on a national level. And they're catastrophic events such as hurricanes, Midwest Restoration will be there. They also come around here and help out so many local charities, Habitat for Humanity, the Red Cross, Feeding America, Make-A-Wish, local schools and communities. They are number one. If you need help, they're the ones to call. 920-MIDWEST, 920-MIDWEST, MWRestoration.com. Joining us right now, Emily Smith, Executive Director of Financial Development at the Y. Hello, Emily.
Hi, John. How you doing?
Good. How are you?
Excellent. Happy snowy day we got here.
Yes. So can we tell a personal story?
Sure.
So I asked you should I feel like kind of embarrassed that I texted Dr. Chan last night from Jeopardy fame and asked him if he wanted to be involved in a game show type thing. And as Chris, who was here earlier, said, he left me on red. And now I'm feeling really kind of weird. That ever happened to you?
Yes, it has.
Tell your story.
Well, I was at a gala a couple weeks ago.
Is it gala or gala? I never know.
I don't know.
I think it could be both ways.
Okay.
I'm going to go with gala.
Oh, I like that.
Yes.
Sounds cooler.
And I met Jonathan Owen, who is very nice guy.
Green Bay Packer.
Yes.
Who is married to?
Simone Biles.
Exactly.
And I wanted to play it cool. I didn't want to talk about Simone because, he gets that from everyone. So we talked about his charity and the work, and we exchanged phone numbers. And I was so excited to call and follow up with him.
And again, you weren't some young lady trying to get his...
I'm a married woman.
The whole thing. Yep.
Yeah, I've been married for at least 16 years in July. So
yeah.
I was really excited to talk to him about his work. And so I sent him a text message. I waited, too. I played the game of, wait a couple days.
Yeah.
Be cool.
Yeah.
Wait until after the Packer game.
Yeah.
Wait a couple days after that.
Yeah.
And so I sent him a text and I never heard back.
Todd, I don't feel nearly as bad now.
Well, it's almost like, you date and stuff like that. And then you reach out and you're like, hey, can we get together again? And there's no response.
No response.
You know?
Yes.
I thought we had a connection, Jonathan. If you're listening, call me.
You should text him 20 more times. Are you there?
Just put Simone on, please.
That's all I want. I just want a picture of Simone or to hang in the Y.
Exactly.
Yes. Do you ever feel like he actually felt that way? Like he was secondary to her and all that kind of stuff?
What do you think?
I would think all the time.
Yeah.
But
I mean, I'll be honest with you.
He's a great athlete in his own right.
Sure. I follow pro football. I had never heard of him before he came to Green Bay.
Yeah.
Okay. Other than he's married to Simone.
Yeah.
So we tried getting her here too.
Yeah.
And we didn't get anywhere, huh, Todd?
Nah.
But I said my daughter from Madison, that's her all-time hero. She would have driven up here in a heartbeat to meet Simone. Mm-hmm. But it was one of those things that it was still cool having her here in Green Bay, wasn't it?
It was. So, Simone, if you want to come back, call
me. Yes. Or me. 920.
Right, right.
Just because he's not playing here anymore
doesn't mean you can't still come back. Absolutely. She looks so cute in her little Packer gear all the time, didn't she?
I know, right?
I know.
It's way better than the Bears gear.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Well, she was just such a fan of the city and made us all feel proud to be in Northeast Wisconsin, is what she did.
Yep.
Right?
Exactly.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
No question about it. So, you're a financial director of the Y.
That's correct.
And but first I have to, because as Todd would know, whenever we bring somebody in, first of all, it's not what you're doing and everything. It's like, what can Mino get out of this?
Right.
Okay.
Yeah.
Right, Todd?
Yeah, that's right. Sorry if we tell you that.
Are you wanting to take a gymnastics class?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's the direction he's going.
Yeah.
Oh,
right.
Oh, okay.
Way to ruin the surprise. No, I want to live there.
At the Y.
Yeah, because in your upper floor, it looks like there's storage rooms or something.
Uh-huh, I've been up there.
Okay, okay, mm-hmm. Okay.
Yes.
Do you rent those out at all?
No, we don't.
Could you?
Well, they're quite a project. So when we did the renovation many years ago, they did not do the three floors. They did not do the fourth, fifth, and sixth floor.
Yeah.
because of the cost.
Okay.
But it's some really unique space, and I'm telling you, it would be wonderful to do something with that.
Could I have one of the rooms, maybe? Does it have its own bathroom?
You might have to, like, remove some dust and stuff.
I could do that.
Like,
John doesn't
over.
Care. John doesn't care.
You should see my apartment
he does
now.
Not care.
You come over and I'll give you a little tour
okay.
upstairs.
I would love All that. Right. All right. So that's right. That was my first thing.
Sounds good.
So anyway, I mean, your downtown YMCA mm-hmm. is spectacular. It's been yeah. there for how many years? I don't even know.
Over 100 years.
Over 100 years. And we were actually talking one day when we had the, I think it was Eric, the mayor,
yeah.
current mayor on. And we're talking about the architecture in Green Bay. Mm-hmm. And I said, that's one of the most hidden gems mm-hmm. is because you have to almost, it's a day, you know, you don't just drive by it generally, you know, yeah. in that part of that corner. But the architecture of that is just spectacular. That's yes. old Green Bay that has lived and you know, thrived mm-hmm. for over 100 years. That's just a cool building to work in, isn't it?
It is. It yeah. is. It's got a lot of history. I remember going there as a kid. You know, it's changed a lot in the inside. It's been renovated, but it still has a lot of the old charm.
Yeah, mm-hmm. that's really cool.
The pool is definitely old charm.
Yeah, it is. And that one basketball court is too.
Exactly.
Yeah, kind of a slippery floor.
Yeah.
Yes, yeah, I agree. But that's really cool. So tell me about what you guys are doing, because the Y sure. is still thriving. I mean, they build health yeah. clubs all over the place, but boy, there's a dedicated group of people from Green Bay that won't go anywhere else but the downtown Y, right?
Yeah, well, so we're more than the downtown Y. We're actually the greater Green Bay YMCA, so that includes all five of our
Broadview.
Branches. So we've got Broadview.
Which is a great Y.
Which is where I went mostly as a yeah. kid. I learned to swim at the Broadview Y.
Absolutely, my son too.
yeah, yep. back when we called it Shark and Minnow for the
oh,
lessons,
yeah,
right?
Oh, yeah, absolutely, yep.
We have the East Side YMCA.
Yep.
Our West Side YMCA is actually the largest YMCA right now in number of scans of people coming in, checking in the entire
really?
State of Wisconsin.
Mm-hmm. Where is that?
That is close to Howard, Wamaco.
Okay, that's what mm-hmm. I thought. Yeah, out there. Okay.
Yep.
Fairly new, right?
No? It's been there for a little bit now.
Okay.
Yeah, it's
okay.
I think over 10 years old at this
oh,
point.
Oh, okay. Well, I consider that pretty new.
we have downtown, and then our newest Y is actually The Ridge, which is in De Pere. It's in the Capital Credit Union building.
Okay.
And we opened that last spring.
I did not know this.
Yes, and it's
enlighten me.
It's an adult only Y.
Or,
and so there is a child care facility in there, but it doesn't have a gym and pool. It has massage chairs.
Okay.
John, you don't have to work out. You can literally just go sit in the massage chair.
I like this a lot. Yes. I like yeah. what you're saying. Did you know I started chair yoga today?
Oh, well, there you go. You yeah. should go there after
I know.
This.
I know.
Right? Has beautiful
I would
views.
Show you because when I did it with our last guest, I think I pulled something in my hip. So I'm going to hold off on that. I think
funny.
I pushed a little hard. Yeah. yeah.
It's a great facility, though, and it's it has, you know, same kind of classes and things there too, but just a different type of place. So
I did not know you had that many Ys.
Yeah, we have five.
That's fantastic.
And you know, with our membership growing the way it is, you know, we need to continue to serve the community. So we're looking to really continue to build on that.
I'm sure you guys have had to adapt over the years.
Mm-hmm.
So what are some of the things that you guys have done to keep the membership going and going strong?
Sure. Well, I think, you know, we have really built our inclusion programs at the Y.
Okay.
So I think this might be something a lot of folks don't know about is that, you know, part of what we do is try to make sure that we provide programming that really serves the whole community. And one of our programs is called Full Circle, and that's a program for kids with autism.
Oh, wow. That's awesome.
And, you know, and really all kids that incorporates play. And an opportunity for their parents to get together with other parents as well.
Sure.
And we're actually doing a pilot program this summer where we're going to run a summer program for Full Circle because there's really a gap in the community for parents and kids during the summer season when
yeah.
when school's not in session.
So it's the parents and kids in the same class?
Yeah, they can come and play together. Or
that's
they
awesome.
Can, or they can drop their kid if they're ready and go
sure.
work out.
That's fantastic. That's
yeah.
very cool.
Mm-hmm.
So were you a Y kid? You mentioned about Broadview. You grew up in Alloway. And
I was totally a Y kid. So I went yeah. to I learned to swim in at Broadview Y. I went to summer camp at Unalaya. We have two camps. So oh. Camp Unalaya is one of our camps. I actually was a summer camp counselor at Unalaya.
Were you really?
Mm-hmm, and my husband and I met as summer camp counselors at Unalaya.
No!
So.
I think I saw this movie.
So,
it was on Lifetime, wasn't it?
Yeah,
yeah.
It was.
I'll meet you down by the canoes.
That's the name of the movie.
Yes.
Yeah, right.
We met by the canoes. Yes.
Exactly. So we arts and crafts, all those things.
Absolutely.
Made me a friendship bracelet and I was sold.
Absolutely. Very cool. Love it.
Yeah. So I've been part of the Y for a long time, and then I went off to school and worked some other places, and I've actually been back at the Y for just a couple months. I started back in August.
I remember I used to help out. I used to promote a bunch. Oh, get this. I used to play noon ball at the downtown Y before Broadview.
Oh.
Does it still have the balcony slash running track above the court?
It does.
It used to be hard to shoot a shot from the corner. I remember that. I remember that.
It does. And sometimes I'll walk that track. My father used to play noon ball down there,
oh,
too.
Oh, no kidding.
And noon ball still happens. It's still
it does.
A thing.
That was, I'll tell you what, though, that was such a hardcore group. And I remember when I first started, it had been like the same guys for like 20 years, I swear. And I was almost like an outsider. It's like, who are you trying to get into our games? It was hard to get into a game at times. It was so competitive. Those guys.
You know, that's how it is with pickleball now.
Is it really? Do you have pickleball courts?
So we set up courts at the West Side. And it is definitely something where there's some competitive things happening with the crowd that feels that they have a little bit more skill.
I have never seen a sport explode from not existing to what it is now in like, is it even 5 years? That it's been around 2 years,
yeah.
3 years at the most?
2 years.
Wow. So you guys are big with that, huh?
Yep. We have pickleball. That's big. You know, we've expanded some of our programs. We have a ninja class for kids now. That's a lot of fun.
What's that? A ninja class?
Oh, they climb. They jump. They get all that great energy out.
I would have gone to ninja class when I was a kid.
Right?
I could see you doing it now, to be honest with you.
You know, if I had a good hip.
My hip.
We'll get you an adult ninja class.
Okay, thanks.
Yeah.
Slow ninja class. Right?
You know what I'm terrible at, though? And I tried it one time. I did a remote for the National Guard, and they had one of those rock climbing type things where you hang on a little. I'm not good at that at all. Do you have those there?
We do not have rock climbing right now.
Good.
No.
It's a good thing. It's a good thing.
No.
Oh,
but we have a lot of great other programs. We have a lot of our youth, our teen programs too, like our Y Achievers program. The kids go out and they learn about different businesses in the city
super.
Development programs and
Great stuff.
Youth and government programs. So there's a lot beyond just the swim and gym too.
Do you guys still do the ski sale?
They don't.
Oh, they don't?
They don't.
Because that used to be a real big thing.
I know.
I remember that was big.
We got to get some snow first.
Yeah, I know, right?
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. Can you stick around for a minute?
Sure.
Okay, we're going to set a quick break. We're back with more. We're with Emily Smith, Executive Director of Financial Development at the YMCA. We're going to let you know how you can help. Back after this. So, Todd.
Yes.
We just found out that my daughter and her were classmates.
I kind of knew that ahead of time because I think she told me.
I didn't know that.
Oh.
I think you mentioned that to me.
Way to let me know.
Well, you know, sometimes you got to find that stuff out for yourself.
I guess.
Got a couple of texts. Can I share them right away?
Yeah, absolutely.
People having great memories of being at the Y. Tracy and Peter Flukey. They moved over to the Ridge Y when Bell and Fitness closed, and they love it. They say, needless to say, they're spending a lot of time there getting ready for their big next bike trip.
Yeah, they bike trip. They go across the country.
Oh,
yeah.
And also a text asking if she has any information about starting to build and complete the new Y out on 172.
There's another one?
Near the Broadview location?
So our Broadview location is aging, as you probably know.
And pretty crowded.
It was aging when I was a kid, and that was 30 years ago.
Yeah.
So we do need to replace that Y.
Okay.
And we have worked with the Village of Alloway to come up with a place for that.
Okay.
And now it comes down to funding.
Okay.
And it is a lot more expensive to build now than it was even when we built our last Y.
Can't even imagine.
And so we are looking
like literally
at,
twice as much probably.
Yeah. Three times as much. And so Alloway deserves a new Y. We need one. That community is continuing to grow.
Need a bigger parking space too.
Yeah. And we need to serve more kids and families in the community. And so we are working very hard to figure out how we can make that happen. And for those listeners out there, if somebody's looking to put their name on it, you let me know. But we're really
I'm going to consider that.
There you go, Don.
I'm going to consider that.
It's going to come down to making sure we have the funding to build that Y.
Before you get it started, huh?
Mm-hmm.
You got. Exactly. I mean, you don't have to say it, but you got a location kind of spotted out and everything?
Exactly. Yeah, okay. We do. And so, that's going to be, that's a priority for us.
That's awesome.
Because
that is a big piece of living in Alloway is the Broadview Y. I mean, that's like the social center of Alloway.
It is. And it really, and there's a real opportunity to build it out for the future of Alloway, right? There's a lot of young families moving into that neighborhood.
Well, and that's the thing, because there's a lot of people, like you said about your dad, who still, goes to the Y's and things like that. Excuse me. And I lived in Alloway, and a lot of people that live in Alloway grew up in Alloway, and then their kids moved to Alloway. I mean, this is our little niche, our village. And the Y has been a generations, really, of families, and that's what they go to. So the Y is very important in Alloway.
Exactly. And not just for Alloway, too, but Bellevue as well, and that surrounding area that's really growing.
Which is, Todd, I know I didn't mention this to you. The other day I was driving through Bellevue, just on Bellevue Street. And, no, not Bellevue Street. What's the main one where IXX is on and stuff?
Limekiln?
Is that Limekiln?
It might be.
Cranky Pats is on that. What is it? But anyway, hey, they had the sign there. Bellevue, population, 15,000.
Wow. When I was growing up, it was just farmland.
Exactly. Bellevue's got over 15,000 people living in it now. That's incredible how that has grown.
Yeah, there's a huge service area there for the community, and we want to make sure that we're a part of that.
That's cool.
For kids learning to swim and all of the physical fitness activities.
I mean, that's where everybody goes to learn how to swim.
Yeah, exactly.
See, we didn't have a Y where I grew up, so I don't know how to swim.
And that's it.
I don't know how to swim. Yeah. And everybody's like, how do you not know how to swim? Because here's what our swimming lessons were. And I've told this story before. Saturday mornings, you get on the school bus. They take you up to a place called Champion Beach, which is about 30 miles away. Mm-hmm. The instructor would sit in a lounge chair, smoke, and read magazines. And the big kids would throw their younger kids off the dock.
Oh, gosh.
There you go.
And I swear that was their entire swimming experience growing up. True story, because we didn't have a pool in the high school or anything like that. Yes.
Well, it is not uncommon. There are a lot of people, adults, that don't know how to swim either. We actually have adult swim lessons at the Y, John, so we can get you in on that. It's not too late.
I might take you up on that.
So that you can swim with your family, because with all the beautiful lakes we have in Wisconsin, you should have that opportunity just like everyone else. So,
I would love that. You know, yes. I almost drowned a Rastafarian once. Every time, that's
okay,
that
there's a book title.
Yeah.
I mean, right there.
Yeah. I almost drowned a Rastafarian.
By John Mino.
Yeah. Yeah. You want to hear the story?
Sure.
In Jamaica on my honeymoon. Okay. And I thought it'd be fun to snorkel. Okay. Even though I can't swim. So went on this little thing with this Rastafarian guy. Uh-huh. And he took us to this little place and his like canoe or everything like that. So I'm like, I'm gonna do this. I said, well, I don't really know how to swim, but I should be able to snorkel, right? Oh yeah, man, yo, no problem, man, yo, no problem. And I said, well, do me a favor, just kind of stay close to me, okay? So we're going, and I'm going down, and I grab him around the neck. He's like, no man. Literally, I think I'm even having this on video. I'm literally grabbing him by the neck, and he's like screaming at me. And so we finally get back to the canoe or the boat or whatever. So that was my trip called. The day I almost drowned a Rastafarian.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, true story.
Well, it's not uncommon to not learn how to swim if you don't have access to water.
Absolutely.
That's the thing. And we're really lucky here, because I lived in Chicago for a time, and there was one YMCA where I lived. We have five.
Isn't
that
incredible?
And you can get to all of them
within 15 minutes, yeah.
Right? So
yeah.
We have a real opportunity to teach all the kids throughout Green Bay to swim, and adults, too. And so it really comes down to just giving kids that access and adults access, and we don't turn anyone away for failure to pay.
And you know what? We had this beautiful lake in my hometown. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's the most beautiful lake you'll ever find in your life.
Yeah.
But you weren't allowed to swim in it because it was the city water, okay?
Oh.
So it's like, really? You got ducks doing whatever they want to do in the lake. You got all this, but oh no, we would pollute the water if we swam.
Interesting.
So there was no place to learn how to swim.
Yeah.
If you didn't have a cabin or, as we called it, a camp on a lake, which we didn't.
Yeah.
We got a text here, just throw John off the dock. You'll learn to swim. That's what they tried doing at Champion Beach, my friend, and it didn't work. So tell us a little bit about your fundraising activities.
Sure. Well, so, the YMCA, I think a lot of folks think of it as a gym and swim, right?
Yeah.
But we're more than that. We do
Absolutely.
A lot of work for the community.
And I love what you said about the autistic kids doing programs for them. I think that's phenomenal.
Yeah. I mean, our inclusion programs are big. We do a lot of work with teens, with youth, with families. But we do fundraising during the year. It's our annual campaign. We start it in January. It goes till the end of June. And the goal behind that is to fund these programs and to make sure that we fulfill our promise, which is that we never turn anyone away for failure to pay. We want to make sure that it's accessible to everyone. So, you know, a lot of the kids and families that come to the Y, they may not be able to have pay for a membership, and we make sure that they can come anyway.
Awesome.
And same with swim lessons and swim team and all of those things. Going to summer camp, we send kids to summer camp with sleeping bags and all the gear. And that's because of our annual campaign and the dollars the donors give us.
And how do people donate?
You can go to greenbayymca.org/give. Or you can stop downtown, come say hi to me, drop off a check.
Phenomenal.
Yeah.
By the way, my daughter, Amber, who went to Doty, where you went to school, was the state champion all-around gymnast.
Wow, that's
for
amazing.
The YMCA.
That's amazing.
So she took all the gymnastics programs at the Y and then went down to Beloit, and she won the state all-around competition.
That's awesome. Yeah. I bet there's a picture of her somewhere up in the downtown Y.
Oh, if it's not, I'll send you one.
Yeah, there you go.
That was quite the thing to watch this little girl do all this stuff and then calling out Amber Mino is the state champion.
That's fantastic.
Yeah.
We have a number of kids on our gym team right now that are scholarship through our annual campaign dollars that they would not be able to be on our gymnastics team without annual campaign support.
That's a very underrated program that you have, their gymnastics program. And I think it's great for kids, the confidence it gives them and everything. Yep. Awesome. Emily Smith, Executive Director, Financial Development, YMCA. Please keep doing what you're doing. The YMCA is such an important part of living around here.
Thanks, John. It was great talking to you.
Great talking to you. We're going to set a quick break. Pete Schwabo will be joining us back after this.
Take Mino and the Mayor with you anywhere. Download the Civic Media app today from the Apple Store or Google Play Store. And text the studio directly, all from the Civic Media app. Download it today. Now, once again, here's Mino and the Mayor, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Hey, thank you very much. Very great having Emily Smith, Executive Director of Financial Development for the YMCA here. I'm not even kidding about this. I might take them up on the adult swim lessons. What do you think about that?
I mean, here's the thing.
Yeah.
We always give Milton crap for not being able to swim.
Yeah.
Right? And you don't know how to swim.
No, not at all. Not a lick.
Are you going to, so here's the, what's the attire going to be? Let's be upfront about this.
Like a swimsuit from the 20s.
So like the one piece?
Yeah.
Tops and bottoms.
Absolutely. Remember the old, what beer was it? You used to have the advertisements. Was it? Pabst, I think. Remember Pabst Blue Ribbon?
Yeah.
Pete Schwab would remember that. Pete, remember the old advertising for Pabst Blue Ribbon, the guys from like the 20s, late early teens? I'm going to wear something that.
Yeah, I do.
Yeah.
The swimwear you're talking about?
Yeah.
Yeah, I have a couple of those.
Okay.
Well, they fit Mino. That's the big question.
I wear them as pajamas.
Absolutely. Well, actually, we had that big thing going the other day, or yesterday, I think, when Todd said about he works in his pajamas. And I was wondering, do you still, like I said, the last time I wore pajamas was when I was 12. My Uncle Nacho and Auntie Sylvia bought them for me. And that's the last time I wore pajamas. Do you wear pajamas? Where the top matches the bottom.
No.
Okay.
And I don't understand that. Like, you only see that in movies now. Does anybody still wear matching pajamas, like with the robe over it?
That was my exact question. You know, I like watching reruns of the old Mary Tyler Moore or the Dick Van Dyke Show. And for some reason, Rob was always in his pajamas. And that's like the last time I remember anybody wearing the full regalia pajamas. I don't even know if they sell those anymore for guys, do they?
Oh, you can find them, especially around Christmas for gift ideas and stuff like that.
Okay.
That's when you get them. You get them at Christmas, you unwrap them, you go, oh, these are great. And then
wear them.
They get tossed out with the wrapping paper.
Yes.
I like to wear the nude pajamas. Here we go.
You know, I already said this, Pete, yesterday. I don't know if I want to bring up an uncomfortable subject, but I have never slept naked in my life.
Really? Wait a minute. You haven't worn pajamas since you were 12.
Yeah.
and you have never slept naked in your life.
Right. Because I'm always, I would never be able to sleep because I've always got that weird thing. What if somebody breaks in? I don't have to fight some guy while I'm naked.
You know what?
The sight alone might.
Yeah. Yeah, maybe if I just jumped up naked.
I'm out of here.
I'm out. Just relax. I'm out of here. Yes.
I'm going to send you guys something I shot years ago. I was trying to direct commercials, and I actually shot with the actor Lance Barber and another actor named Mark Tyke. They broke into a house and were stealing a guy's Miller High Life. The guy sees him. They see him in the kitchen. He takes his underwear off and walks towards them, and they freak out and leave.
Oh, my God.
It's exactly what you're saying. Because you're right. Nobody wants to fight a naked guy.
No. Wow. I like that. Maybe I will start sleeping naked now, Pete. Thank you.
Hey, it's supposed to be really good for your circulation.
Ah, I didn't know that. Okay.
Yeah, seriously.
I like your hat that you're wearing. People can't see it if they're not watching the thingy here, but you're wearing the old ski cap right now. Any reason for that?
Yeah, bedhead.
Okay. All right.
I want to look nice for the people.
Yeah.
That are watching on the stream. Yeah. I just woke up.
I want to apologize for scaring you that one night.
Wait, which time?
When I came down looking for that case of beer that somebody had left us, and I, unbeknownst to me, Todd had taken it. So I was trying to look into your studio, but you have the lights so far down, and I had my face up next to the thing. And you thought there was some weird guy peering in at you from the window. And unbeknownst to me, Todd had already taken it home.
At night, we get some characters walking by there.
I know.
I don't know if I told you this, John. I told Todd. So we got flashed about last Friday.
Shut up.
Yeah.
He's requisitioned
It was a girl.
Yeah, he requisitioned for some curtains, so we're going to get that put in for you, Pete. We've got the curtain rod up already.
Oh, that's true. We could. Was it a guy or a girl?
Yeah. It was a girl, so I don't know that we need the curtains just yet, Todd. But
once that turns the corner, we got to fix it.
Did you throw some beads? How come Jim and I never? That never happens to us.
Wow,
that says something.
It was so crazy. Kristen Lyerly was in the studio, and we were just kind of talking after the show. And Conrad was with us. Conrad had just left, unfortunately. But this couple walked by, they waved. I waved because it was after the show, you know, whatever. And then 2 seconds later, she jumps back in, flashes us. And
wow.
We hear Kristen's like, she said, all I heard was laughing because she had her back to the window.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
My goodness. All righty. Hey, your show is rocking, Pete. I think you've got a great show going. Every night here, 8 to 10, right?
7 to 9. Actually.
7 to 9. Yeah, I'm sorry. Well, I was thinking Eastern time.
That's right.
Right. It doesn't matter what time zone
being
you
from the UP. I'm doing exactly.
Right. Well, thank you. I appreciate that. It's a lot of fun to do. It's great.
And tell everybody here, for my listeners or our listeners, a little bit about your background once again in entertainment, in the movie business, and all the different endeavors you've done and continue to do.
I started doing stand-up comedy in college in the early 90s, and I just toured all over and was fortunate enough to be on TV a lot when they had all those stand-up comedy shows on TV. Moved to LA and started writing and was lucky enough to sell some screenplays and do some staff writing jobs. That was really fun, and a little bit of acting. And then I moved back to Wisconsin about 12 years ago and have been hosting a show on PBS and doing a little bit of radio, but this is really fun. When I talked to Civic Media about doing a show, I was like, oh man, finally I can talk about all the crazy different avenues I've had in show business. And that's kind of what I do every night. You know, I have guests from entertainment industry, some people from Wisconsin, and we talk cultural stuff, and it's really fun. It's a really fun show to do.
So you had Dr. Chad on last night, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Check this out, Pete. You're gonna enjoy this story.
Oh, your opinion on something. I'm gonna read something to you, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Tell me if how I should feel about this, because we had Chris here from the chapel who thought I got blown off pretty good, but I need and Todd does too. So I don't know why I did this. Okay. I don't know why I did this. So Todd and I, and maybe you'd like to be involved with this. Todd and I, our dream is to do a game show, a regular bona fide game show. Okay. And we were talking about it yesterday. So Dr. Chan and I were all good friends. Okay. So anyway, I sent him this text. Okay. So Todd and I both had the same dream of being game show hosts. We both grew up with Password, Let's Make a Deal, Match Game, etc. We would love to come up with a local version of a game show. Any ideas that you might have, and would you have any interest in joining us for something like that? And as Chris pointed out, he left me red, meaning he read it but didn't respond.
Left him on red. So that pretty much says exactly how Mr. Chan, Dr. Chan feels yes. about that.
Look, he could just be noodling it. You know, I wouldn't take that as a. When was that? When did you
last
send
night?
That?
Last night.
Oh, you got to give him a little bit of time. Okay. Look, the guy is still coming off this incredible high.
Yeah.
Of being a Jeopardy rock star.
Yes.
I mean.
Yes.
Yeah, I would give him a little time.
Okay.
It was so funny because. We were talking about this last night when he was on the show during a break. And I said, some people just have like game show intelligence.
Yeah.
And Bennett has all kinds of intelligence, but my friend was on Wheel of Fortune and there was like, the word was like air conditioner. And I think they had the O from conditioner and he guessed air conditioner.
Oh my gosh.
What? And Ben showed me a thing that his friend had done too. Like it was like three words and it was like, insane. So I don't even understand. I would embarrass myself if I went on a game show.
I watched that a little bit because it comes on right after Jeopardy, I believe. So there's sometimes I'll leave it on and I could never get none. I would be not one word would I be able to get. That's the hardest thing in my mind. So Pete, talk a little bit about when you were in LA and you're trying to be an actor. What was that like? Because by the way, we do have a kinship. What did I show you the other night as I walked into your show uninvited? What did I show you live on the air?
You showed me your participation award.
Thanks, Pete. I think the connection's going bad right about now.
No, you showed me an award you won for acting in college. And yes. I did believe you, John, when you told me that. It's not like I didn't believe you.
But the reason
you
I
came
did,
in with verification, it was pretty cool.
Yes, just barged into your show to show you that. Yes. But but the reason I did that is because I've been mad at you for what, about 20 years? About 20 years?
Give or take, yeah. Yeah. A couple decades.
Murphy was too. And so is Nick, my other partner, because when you were putting together the Pope, was it the Pope? No, what was it about?
The
Godfather.
Godfather of Green Bay.
We were trying to get parts in it, bit parts. And we contacted your people, and we got blown off. We didn't have texting then, but if it had been texting, what would it have been, Todd?
I don't know.
What? Left red?
Left on red.
Left
on red.
Wait a minute.
Yes.
Yours was left unread?
No, it was red. It was left.
Oh, it was red. Okay.
Is that how you pronounce it, Todd?
Left on red.
Left on. Oh, yeah. 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 They read it and then left.
Yep.
Yes.
Oh, okay. Got it.
So we learned some terminology on the show today.
Absolutely. Good terminology.
I made you sweat. All I can say is.
Oh my God.
Amanda, can you send that to me? I'm going to put it up on Facebook. Can you send that to me?
Yeah. She just did a thing of me in the onesie swimsuit.
Amanda, who's one of the producers here, is amazing with Photoshop.
About how I want to take Adult Swim lessons.
I'm going to put it up on StreamYard in just a second.
All right. So let me ask you so, Pete, what was it like? Because I actually, when I was going to school in Arizona State, and a lot of kids that I went to school with did that. When they graduated, they went over to L.A. and tried getting into, you know, whatever. And it's a tough gig. It's a really tough gig because they all had other, you know, they're all bartenders, waitresses. They still had to pay the rent while they'd go to auditions. People don't realize how hard that is, do they?
No, it is hard. And I was lucky enough when I went to L.A., I had been doing stand-up for a living for about 9 years, and I had a lot of friends out there. So I had a pretty good network already set up and everybody kind of paid it forward when somebody new moved out there and showed you around, took you around to the clubs and that kind of stuff. So I kind of had that. So the acting thing was like a side hustle almost after stand-up. And then I just kind of ignored them both because, like I said, I got lucky and got into writing. So most of the acting I did, John, was mostly like friends who – we're making movies.
Right.
Hey, audition for this or be in this. So I already had a connection. I wasn't like cold reading.
Okay.
I got a couple things that way, but man, I can't imagine if I had to do that. Like, you know, I don't have an acting award like you did. If I had that,
right.
You know,
then different story.
Yeah, I know. It is tough. It's a tough record, but it's like anything. I tell people, like, if you work, you bust your butt and you work hard and things happen. And that's just typically the way it goes. And if you have no talent whatsoever, then you get into casting or you get into catering, you know,
or you get
into
radio.
That's how radio, exactly.
Hey, you know,
I wouldn't have lumped us into that category, John, but okay, that works.
I, this is true. I could have been in two movies.
Oh, yeah.
I'm going to tell you why. True story, okay?
Yeah.
When I was at ASU, there were two movies that were being filmed in Phoenix, okay? And they sent out a thing because I was taking, you know, I was a theater minor type thing at ASU, and I've never forget this on the bulletin board. Hey, extras needed. So the guy from ASU was hiring the extras. And he said, for theater students, if you'd like to be involved, we'll put you in. Not guarantee you're going to be in the movie, but, you know, whatever, whatever, okay? The two movies were, one was Meteor, where this meteor came and was going to hit the Earth and whatever, and it was going to hit Phoenix. I want to say Leslie Ann Warren. Remember that name?
Oh, wow, yeah.
She was in it. And one of my buddies actually got a speaking role as a National Guardsman, where he says, you're not allowed to take luggage. You have to evacuate. So I could have gotten an extra on that. And the other one was a film called Gauntlet with Clint Eastwood.
Oh, I remember that movie.
Yes. And it's where he was driving down Central Avenue up to the state capitol type thing in Phoenix. And it was just lined with people or whatever and everything.
Yeah.
Yes. So there you go.
And the Gauntlet was like state troopers and everybody's trying to block him from getting to the state capitol, right?
Yes, yes, exactly.
I totally remember that.
Remember that?
Wait, were you an extra in that?
I could have been. I was, because I had to go back. It was during the summer. I had to go back to work in the iron ore mines to pay for school. Yeah.
Well, that's fun, too. So do
the two of you want to see?
Yeah, the open pit iron ore mine or working with Clint Eastwood.
Clint Eastwood movie.
I think I'll go work in the mine. Yeah.
You guys want to see that picture Amanda came up with?
Sure.
So we were talking about John joining the swim, learning how to swim at the Y.
Yes.
And he said he was going to wear one of those onesies. So
in the 20s.
Amanda came up with this.
Oh, wow. Great ones.
I like it. All right.
We should probably put a black box over part of that picture.
I know which part you're saying. Yeah,
we should probably pixelate that.
Yeah, and I will say this, though. My calves are a lot bigger than that. I mean,
did she add a cup?
I know. I know.
Codpiece, yes.
That would put somebody off their breakfast. Wow. All right, Pete, we're going to set our break. Stick around. We want to talk a little bit more about your career and what you got coming up on your show, okay? Thanks,
you
brother.
Bet.
Pete Schwab joining us. Mind the Mayor Show back after this. Right, Pete? Hello, Pete? Pete, are you there?
Not hearing you, Pete.
Pete, we don't hear you. Pete.
I thought I would do an experiment and try talking so loud, even with unmute, it would work, but it didn't work.
It was close. So. We could almost hear you. Wasn't that 85, that song?
Very good technology. Yeah.
I think so.
And it's my favorite song by them is Walk of Life. Remember that song?
Absolutely. Didn't that have a kind of a cool video, too? You know what? When you say a song from that era, were there any songs? Todd, were you doing radio then?
Yep.
Was there any song that you'd play that was top 40 that didn't have a video?
No, of course not. You had to have a video to sell your music.
Isn't that crazy?
Because people wanted to see it.
And, you know, I remember Springsteen interview with him one time. He's like, I'm never going to do a video, man.
Yeah.
You know, my songs, it's from the heart, man. And I want people to create their own video in their own heads, man. And then all of a sudden he saw how popular videos were. And all of a sudden it's like, man, I'm going to do videos from my songs. Although you want to know one video he never should have done was Glory Days. Because he cannot throw a baseball. Do you remember that? Glory, when he was out there, he cannot throw a baseball at all. He should not have done that video.
And if you want to watch John Mino throw a softball or a baseball, go on to YouTube and search for TV11.
Oh, yeah.
Hello, Wisconsin. You look for that, and there's a promo with all the news people, including John, and there's a great shot of you at the very end of the promo throwing.
Yes. I throw pretty well, didn't I?
You look very athletic in that, I'll say.
Hello, Wisconsin. You know, Channel 11 loves you or something like that.
That's right.
Yeah, TV 11 loves you. Yes. That was about 85, actually. That's a great era. What's your all-time?
But wait, is the throw good?
He looks like a professional ball player.
What's your all-time favorite music video?
Me?
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. Probably... you can't even say Michael Jackson stuff anymore.
Why?
But when Thriller came out, that was incredible.
Well, yeah, that was incredible.
It was like a movie.
Yeah.
And
was that Spielberg or somebody? Who directed that? Somebody big, right?
Oh, you might be right. Yeah, it was like a big director.
Real big time. Yeah.
That song Video Killed the Radio Star. That's very true. I mean, where did Anne Murray disappear to? after videos came out. Or
she went
you
back
know.
To Canada.
Yeah. Yeah. You know what my favorite?
And she was great. She was, yep. She had great, a great songs and a great voice.
I liked it when the videos actually, it was almost like a mini movie. My favorite video of all time, and this might not be a real popular one, but do you remember Smuggler's Blues?
Yep.
Oh, yeah. Glenn Frey.
Glenn Frey. I love that video. Yeah. What's
that
yours?
Was. You that was one? Like an extension of Miami Vice.
Yeah. Although, you know, yeah, exactly. That's exactly what it was. But another one, Hot for Teacher.
Oh, yeah. That was a good one. Centerfold was a good one. Jay Giles Band.
Absolutely.
They had a kind of cool,
yep.
Crazy
yep.
video.
Yep. ZZ I Top think that was one... popular.
Oh, ZZ Top videos
yeah.
were great.
Yeah.
But the one that Stacy's mom has got it going on, that was kind of after. Like, I remember that was all the rage. Like, that's one of the most popular videos ever. And I was like, I don't get the. I mean, I got it.
Was that Rod Stewart's wife that was in that?
Rachel Hunter,
yes.
right? Is that,
yes.
Was she married to him?
I think so. Wasn't she?
I dated her in the late 80s. I don't know when she met Rod. I can't remember.
Sledgehammer nice from Peter Gabriel was one of the most played videos on MTV. And Aha, Take On Me, which was that mix between video
and the
drawings.
Yes.
Yep.
Yes.
That was a phenomenal video. Loved Aha.
Yes.
Have you ever heard the slower version
yes.
of that song?
The acoustic version?
No.
So great.
Really?
Oh, it's so fun. Yeah. I mean, it's mellow, but it's like, it's better than the original, in my opinion. Yeah, it's great.
Yeah. Anything by Seeger, whatever video Seeger did was always good. All of his videos were great. Yeah. Oh, listen. Hey, Todd doesn't mess around. Todd's
on the spot.
Pete, I know you like Convoy, but you gotta get Todd in to produce your show one day, man. Listen to this. He's the king.
Is it Todd singing, though?
That's Todd singing, yes.
He just pulled out a guitar and started singing. Yeah. Nobody could find a video that quick.
People tell me I sing like an angel.
Hey, speaking of which.
Yeah.
We heard through the grapevine that somebody has a birthday tomorrow, and his
really?
Name may be Pete Schwabba.
It rhymes with Meat Mama.
Meat Mama. Pete Schwabba, the Meat Mama.
And one of the things John Mino is known for on the radio, mm-hmm. besides being a top-notch broadcaster, mm-hmm. is the fact that he is the birthday song singer from mm-hmm. all those years ago.
Mm-hmm. And we're gonna have that for you. Would we... instead of background music going out, bumper music, that's what it's going to be, especially to you.
I love it.
What do you think about
that's
that?
That's very sweet.
Yeah.
Very sweet.
You're welcome.
Yeah. Thank you.
Bromance.
I forgot about that song.
What that's have you got cool. coming up in your show tonight?
We have Todd Townsend, who has played for Marquette on their Final Four team in the mid-2000s. He'll be on the show tonight to talk about Marquette's appearance in the final or in the Sweet 16.
That's very cool.
Yeah, he was Dwayne Wade's backcourt mate, and he's actually happens also to be my cousin. So we'll have Todd on tonight to talk about Marquette. Yeah, yeah.
And that's when Diener, I think, was it one of the Diener boys was a point guard for
Tom
them?
Crean. Oh, yeah. Wow, was Travis Diener on
was
that
it
team?
Travis?
It was Travis Diener. He's from Wausaukee up here in Marinette County.
Are they originally?
No, that was Anthony Pieper.
Yeah,
I'm
you're
sorry.
Thinking Anthony Pieper.
The Deavers are from Fond du Lac.
Yes, exactly.
The Dieners.
That whole family. Yep. Yeah, legendary family. He had a nice career in the NBA, too. Very nice career.
Oh, yeah.
Well, that's cool to have him. You know, Todd Kowalczyk was the assistant coach in that team. We had Todd on last week.
Oh, fun.
Yes. Barone. I think Barone was on that team. Tony Barone.
Right.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. How about that name? You gotta do something in life when your name is Tony Barone.
I know. You can't beat that. I'll tell you what. That's cool to have him on. Isn't that cool watching Marquette right now?
It's, you know what? Frankly, who else? I mean, I'll root for the Big Ten, but yeah. I think everybody in Wisconsin now has had to set their sights on Marquette.
Yeah, but I love that point guard for them, that lefty. Isn't he amazing?
Yeah.
Amazing.
Yeah, they're fun. They're great. I love Shaka Smart. Like,
yeah, great
he's
coach.
One of those guys, like, I look forward to him talking after the game. I love what he says about the game. Like, that's just...
There's no coach speak.
I was just going to say that. Like, everyone, we had a... And it's just, he's like locked in and has like original thoughts.
Yep.
He's really fun to listen to.
What a great find it was. You know, people are ripping guard because they're just not going anywhere. We're just kind of treading water. But you know what's amazing? In the last 10 years, Wisconsin is the third winningest team in the conference in the last 10 years.
Something.
And you'd never think that.
You know, couldn't you totally see Greg Gard in those pajamas you were wearing in that photo?
Yeah. Yeah,
100%. Smart. He's just wearing boxers or maybe a t-shirt, but
he's
that's Greg Gard. That's Greg Gard's pajama.
Yeah, Yeah, it does look like you have a cup there. Or,
no, well, not a cup. Yeah,
right. Well, Pete, what I wear is Greg Gard activewear. That's my line.
I like it. I like it. Yeah. Pete, continued success with your show once again, 7 to 9 right here on, well, you're pretty much statewide, aren't you?
Yeah,
on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Yeah.
Yes.
That's right. Yeah.
20 stations. That's amazing.
Every night. It's fun. Join us at night. We have a good time. We have some laughs. I have a lot of comedians on, some actors,
producers. He's trying to drag this out.
I know. I know. Well, Pete, I just have one final thing to say to you.
Please.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday. To you.
Wow. Please don't be sexy. I'm vulnerable. Birthday.